What the fuck is up, y'all? Already know. Welcome back to a Smoky Mirror Podcast, baby. Let's clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, man.
Let's get it. Let's
you
get
already
it.
Know, man. Today, man, we got a special guest here on the show, Mr. Hang Fitness himself, man. How you feel to be on the podcast, man?
Davis done woke up and put a real nigga on this motherfucker, so y'all already know we finna turn up. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, y'all already know we missing Third Leg Greg, a.k.a. Trapping Jesus, man. You know, the Australian con, man. He's out today on us, so we're going to do a moment silent for him, man. Gonna... All right, that's all he get, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out that man. But, hey, y'all already saw the title, so y'all already know what we about to get into, guys. We're going to be talking about the culture like we always do here on the Smoke and Mirror Podcast. But we got some good topics for you guys today. But you already know. Before we get to the video, you got to like, comment, subscribe down below. It's gang, it's family, it's all that, y'all. You know, we killing it. We killing it. But we got something special for y'all today, man.
Oh, snap.
If you haven't watched the last podcast, make sure you go click that card up there. Go down in the description and click that link. And make sure you go watch that last podcast. Because, guys, we added something new to the podcast. And we are doing some freestyles, man. It's Freestyle Sunday. Y'all already know, man. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, man. Yeah. So... we're going to do a freestyle battle, and we about to get it going, man. I'm about to play this beat for y'all right now. While I do this, y'all make sure y'all hit that like button down below so we keep making these bangers for y'all. Let's get it, baby.
A battle.
Ricky. Let's hit it.
A battle.
Ooh. Feel like.
You going to start?
Hey, man.
Hold up.
Boy. You want to kill it, you want me to get it?
Well, yeah, wait for the beat drop.
Mm. Ooh. Aye. Boy.
Yes.
Boy.
Yo.
Yo.
This is
Mm. Oh, wait, damn, that beat ain't dry. Why that beat ain't dry? Why I call it thot? Boy, I spin that block. Boy, fuck them ops.
What?
9-1-1. Bitch is hot.
What? I had 3 drinks and I won't stop.
Oh. Stop.
This hoe is hot. Yes, I turn up. Hangs on this beat.
Hangs on a beat, so you know what that mean. Boy, that white on my teeth, so they call me Mr. Clean. Diamonds on my neck, so I call it bling bling. She gon' kick with me, cause she know I am a king. Y'all already know, man. That's another Freestyle Battle Sunday, man. Y'all let us know. How we did down below. Y'all already know Hangs on the beat. You know, my man feeling it, man. Y'all let us know down below, man. But we ain't gonna waste no time, man. We gonna get straight into the topic of the day, guys. This is one that's dear to our heart, so we hope y'all hear us. We gonna start off talking about, man, we calling this working lies, man. Working lies. And what we mean by that, man, we talking about this false lifestyle or this false thought process of how you should live your life that's given to us basically from birth, man. From birth.
It's really crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, in the African American population, bro. It's really crazy that, you know, you kind of get just brainwashed in it, really. And we really just don't even, you know, we don't mm-hmm. really notice it, for real.
So, what we talking about, basically, guys. So, we've been taught this just from the beginning, guys. Like, go to school. Go to, you know, college, da-da-da, get that degree. Go work for that man. Go work for that man. And the way that we look at it, man, when we say go work for that man, we going to be straight. Y'all know we straight up on the Smoking Mirror Podcast. They tell us to go work for the white man. And that's not the way to do it. And they make us believe that's how you create wealth for yourself. You get that position. You make that salary. Bullshit. Sure. Bullshit. How you feel about that, Haynes, man? How you feel about
they
that?
They giving you an invisible hope. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Kinda
I fuck never, with that invisible hope.
Yeah. So, you know, with the training that these companies give you and things like that, and, you know, it's just to better the company. What you doing to better yourself? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, what tangible things are you doing to better yourself? And then it's other ways to really come up in life. You don't have to work for someone's corporation to, you know, step mm-hmm. up in life. It's really
that's not the only way to do it, man.
It's not the only way to do it.
But so people have got so accustomed, and that's how it's been since, you know, the beginning of times, man. People just teach you to go work for the next man. But you can do that for yourself. You can, and when we say do it for yourself, entrepreneurship, man.
For sure.
Honestly, if you really think about it, do people really teach you entrepreneurship? And there's a reason for it, man. Because if you're going to create generational wealth for yourself and your family, man, you have to pursue that route. And if you pursue that route, guess what you become? You become competition for the white man. And they don't want that, man.
For sure. And not only is it not taught, it's really we just not exposed to it, really. Mm-hmm. So you don't even really got to be taught it. It's just being exposed to these people, you know what I mean? Seeing these people run their businesses and stuff like that. Like, how many, let's be real, if you black in here, on here, and you watching this, how many business men and women have you seen growing up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you haven't seen a lot. So it's really
full that, business on that. Right. Oh, man, they walk in, they doing it. Not the manager. We not talking about the manager. We talking about the CEO. We talking CEO. About who run the show. How many of those have you seen? How many people just walking around? So the way I look at it, he said, you know, we not taught that, but at the same time, you got to do that on your own too, man. Why y'all not going out there seeking that information, but y'all rather go to these different schools and, you know, get these degrees to work for these different people? Get a degree for yourself.
For
yourself so you can learn about them, what they call it, to run the building, not the buildings, the businesses. The LLCs?
LLC, yeah, yeah. LLCs. Learn about the LLC for sure.
Learn about that, yeah. Man. Learn about them business. Learn about fucking tax. Learn about taxes. That's the key to wealth for real. Like, right. You need to know them taxes. Them businesses know how to get out of taxes, and that's why they got so much goddamn money. Learn about that, man.
And open up your mind for real. I really mm-hmm. didn't even know, like, how much I was brainwashed until, like, I really done realize, like, wow. 2 years ago, I just ain't never been out of the United States. Mm-hmm. And now I done been to 5 different countries. And I just see it's just so much more to the world that you live in that little community. And you got to open up your mind and really realize, like, wow, it's billions of people
here. It's bigger than that.
And it's whatever you good at. You feel me? It don't even, hey, whatever you good at, you can push that, you know. And you can make revenue and money for yourself. It's all type of different ways to make money. These people, they blind
for that, man.
You don't got to clock in.
They make you feel like the only way you can do it is get that second position, get that third position, get that top position. Man, create a position. You create the position for people to get, man.
For sure.
You be the person that's giving out positions. Stop accepting positions. As I said, man, stop accepting what they give you. Create something for yourself. So, y'all already know we got to touch upon that. But then it's something that we also notice on you people that actually start pursuing these things, you know, start seeing a little success in your way of life, man. We feel like y'all
start
giving off
up.
A false image, yeah. Man. Y'all start giving off this false image. And really, to give you guys an example, why do the rappers look richer than the billionaires?
It's the craziest thing. The craziest thing. Y'all want to uphold an image. Some of these people want to uphold an image so bad to people that don't even really care about you, really. Exactly. You trying to uphold an image to someone that don't even care about you.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is you probably got more than that person. Mm-hmm. But well, matter of fact, you probably don't even got it all together. But you want so and so to think that you got everything together. You just trying to impress them.
It's for nothing, man. All they teach us to wear all these diamonds. Why the fuck do you need all them diamond chains?
Shit don't make
no sense. I ain't saying don't spoil yourself. If you feel like you deserve a tennis bracelet, a tennis chain, sure. Go get that motherfucker if you got it. But bro, you don't need 15, 12 chains. What is that? It don't do nothing but depreciate after you buy it. So what's the point? I feel like, and they teach us that shit. And that's really taught. It's really taught in every community if you really think about it. But the person that really got poisoned the most, we already know, is the black community. We get poisoned the most because they already know, you know, we be doing the damn thing. And so they got to keep us down. But
yeah, I just seen Bill Gates, man. Yeah. He had a Walmart shoes on, you know what I mean? He had something on that, you know, I wouldn't even wear. And I ain't got nearly as much money as him, you know what I mean?
That man can buy the whole goddamn YouTube, my whole YouTube channel. He can buy the whole damn YouTube. Come on, man.
For sure. Y'all really got to wake up and just understand that it's more than what the eye sees. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more than that. Where's your mental state at?
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you elevating yourself? It don't matter what you got on. You can have so much money in the bank and have on some of the bummiest clothes. Have y'all ever seen J. Cole? The man was courtside with a white tee on, and that bitch looked like he done wore it. He had it on in the sun, sweating. He had brown spots up under his in his armpit. You feel me? Like, it don't matter, bro.
Hey, man, honestly, I feel like enough people don't speak on J. Cole enough. Hey, shout out J. Cole. For sure. You feel like he a little off?
Bro, I don't know what's up with him, bro. I feel like
J. Cole might be a little off.
I don't know what's up with him, bro. I just feel like...
he might be too woke.
Yeah. He's just so far gone, he don't even really care what nobody think, bro. It's like, wow, bro, like... that confidence level, like, I wish I was on that confidence level to where, like, I say, fuck it. Like, I don't care what nobody got to say. The man ain't had a haircut in years, bitch. When he had a retwist.
Bro,
J. Cole dreads look crazy, bro.
Hey, shout out J. Cole, but you might be a little too woke.
He hella woke. My boy J. Cole, hey, he don't give a damn what nobody got to say, bro.
When it comes to the false image, too, I feel like, speaking from the man's standpoint, I feel like a lot of guys... do it to impress women.
For sure. Yeah.
And I feel like not only do they do that to impress women, they slightly feel pressured
to
do that for women.
If you are a woman that's driven by what a man got on instead of what he got in his bank account, like, that's not even just that, shallow.
Like, just what he represents.
Yeah. That's a very shallow woman. Everybody don't got it. Stay away from them. Mm-hmm. You stay away from them, because the thing about it is hey, bro, you might not even have it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But what type of potential do you have?
Yeah. You know what type of effort is he putting in towards the potential? Because having it, just because you got the potential, you ain't putting that shit to work. Shit, I leave too. Fuck. But you know what I'm saying? But if you got the potential and you putting effort in, you just don't got it yet, man, don't be pressured by these women to fucking waste your one little paycheck on a date or on some clothing that you can't afford, like Gucci and shit, all that. If you got it, I don't knock nobody. If you got it, do what you want to do. Me personally, I feel like it don't matter how much money I get. I probably buy myself a little thing, but I'm not just gonna go on the street to where I'm just Gucci King or anything like that, because that shit don't matter to me. But you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, yeah, for sure. I feel like use that money that you know that mm-hmm. you probably buy on that, spend that outfit on, and actually use it to invest into, you know, exactly something. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to accomplish. Because that's going to take you farther than the Gucci shoes. Because the Gucci shoes, what is they going to do as soon as you hit it with the dirt? Hey, they it's done. Depreciating.
And
it
then about a year or two is nothing, bro. But if you take that money and let's say, shit, throw it into a stock or something for like sure. that, man, hold that for 2 years and see what that do. That's going to make you money. So use that money to make you money and stop trying to impress women that don't love you for you, man.
And women, if you are here and you
stop
listening
pressuring
to
this damn man.
Stop pressuring him.
Stop making him feel like he gotta have that shit.
And don't look at him for what he is at the moment in time, but look at him for what he may become. You feel me? Like, give him a break, especially if he's young, man.
Nah, if he giving out them red flags, hey, boo-boo, do you, okay? Boo-boo, do you. To the streets you belong. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna kill that flop, man. But you know what I'm saying? But if you feel like he really, you know, trying to put it down on there and he's really... representing himself, not giving off a false image, he letting you know straight up, hey, this is what I am, this is what stage I'm at right now, I'm working on it. Hey, man, vote with me, now I'm talking about vote with. But yeah, man, we need to communicate that, and we need to get on that level to where we all understand that false image is not the way to go, man. Stay true to yourself. And that brings us to another point, man. Stay true to yourself.
To
you motherfuckers be switching up.
For sure.
Switching up.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You lose your values and everything that, you know, you grew up on and everything just because you want to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. And, and it's so crazy, like, this social media era that we really live in now. It's like everybody is driven by what they see.
That's about that pressure,
people.
Though.
Yeah, just it's, trying to show
and
it
and
off.
And it's all bullshit, man. When I tell you majority of them people posting photos and videos from months ago, man. Most people acting like they still traveling the world, man. They in a grandma's house or some shit, man.
For sure.
It's all false representation.
You motherfuckers so, behind a green screen. So they got stop. A green screen. And they just showed you that they in Bali, but
stop,
they really...
Stop switching it up,
for
man.
Sure.
But I feel like a lot of people trading their morals for cash. That's how, like, money is not that damn important. And the more, I feel like the more money you make, you notice that. And not speaking like I'm a millionaire, like I know the answer to that, but I've noticed from being broke into being financially stable, which one is better? You know, life is low-key kind of better when you're broke. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. It's just like, you don't have that many worries. That's why it's like, I know I'm broke, so, you know, I don't really got too much to look forward to. Fuck it. I got my friends, my family. And then you realize that's the shit that really matter as you go along.
It's crazy, though, because it's like, dang, when I was broke, like, I feel like I ain't really have no pressure or anything like that. I was probably happier.
Just fuck it.
Then I, you know what I mean? It's when I was with money. Like, yeah, you don't even care about nothing because I ain't really trying to impress nobody because I really don't. I don't got it to impress you. I'm so broke. Like,
exactly.
So I don't got it to impress you. So I feel like keep that same mindset that you had when you had nothing, when you was sleeping on the floor, when you ain't really had nothing. Like, keep that same mindset.
Man, these people blow up and they just forget, man. They forget those foundations that they set for themselves. Y'all get a lot of y'all get lost in the sauce, and a lot of people do. It's easy to do. They make it easy to do. I will say it's hard to stay true, but it's doable. It's something that you can do and something that you should do, man. Because people look forward to seeing that type of person don't make it. Damn, I remember da 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 woody woo. Man, he ain't changed a bit. Da da da. You know what I'm saying?
They and that's see the, that them the stuff. Realest ones, man. That's some of that's the hardest shit ever. When you actually make it to the top, bro, and you ain't never switched up. You stayed down and you stayed the way that you have always
true
been.
To yourself.
And when I say stayed down, that don't mean like, oh, you still in the streets and you doing woody woo. But when you stay down and you actually been doing the same shit that you was doing when you was back in high school, just living the same way and just keeping up the morals that
we didn't say don't elevate.
Oh yeah, always elevate.
We didn't say
don't
elevate
for sure. Always elevate.
We said stay true. You can elevate, man. You can you know, everything. We know everything ain't gonna stay the same. You might do good elevation, good switches for good reasons, certain stuff. But we talking about as far as like, man, don't become that person that feel like you too good. You know, for people, you too good to.
Because you always got to remember
come down
where
from
you
that
came
pedestal.
From.
You up like, there, but come down.
Yeah, remember where you came from because you ain't always start at the top, you know? Remember the people that helped you out on the way up.
Yeah, you
know
remember what I mean? You had your hand out too, man. And bring people with you. If you feel like you see potential in people, and let's speak on the people that we're talking about. We're talking about people that support you, people that show you that effort they got, people that show you they got a plan, people that, you know, putting forward something and not taking from you. We talking about the addition, the adders.
Right.
We're not talking about the subtractors. People that's pulling you down. Some people gotta go. Everybody can't make it, man. Everybody can't make it.
Cause it's like when you switch up on them people that helped you, like you are enabling them to help somebody else out. Cause they like, damn, you know what? Davis done blew up. Yeah. He don't even fuck with me no more.
Exactly.
Now, man, you know what? Bro, I ain't finna help this other little jit out. Cause you know what I mean? He probably gonna blow up.
It's
and
a domino
he ain't gonna fuck with me no more. So you know what?
You
fucking somebody
up.
Else up. You feel me?
You fuck up a whole train of people.
There you go. Yeah. Cause
you did some bullshit.
You done did some green ass shit. And y'all don't know what that mean. That mean you done did some flaw ass shit. And now you enabling the next person to elevate. They trying to help. They want to help the other people out, but they ain't really. Yeah, you know what Davis done? He done switched up on me. I ain't fucking with nobody. You know what?
And man, that's how you fuck up a whole train. And next thing you fucking up another train. And next thing you know, it's a big domino effect. And you done fucked up the whole culture. One little move fuck up the whole culture. We don't want you to be the star of that. We don't want you to be in that type of scenario. So man, if you got it, if you feel like I feel like I can bring this person with me. Bam, do that, man. Don't lose focus. I'm not saying lose focus, but if you feel like you can double back a little bit, go pick somebody up, give out some game, do that. And give out the game. A lot of motherfuckers, niggas try to sell it to you and shit. Like, man, give out the game.
Give out the game, bro.
If you got
going
it.
Going back
come
and
on.
Mentoring kids and, you know, actually enabling people and being coaches to these people for free. You know what I mean? Because everybody didn't always charge you from when you ask them different questions. And
now, the motherfuckers
like
that got it. Get they ass.
Charge you.
If they got it, you know, do what you got to do. You know, you got to maintain some money for yourself. But if you know people are not in a position to get that money, man, I feel like you can double back, man, because you wish you had that type of information.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I wish somebody told me this shit. If you got the answers, man, you can pass them out. Now, motherfuckers that you know got it, yeah, do what you got to do. Business savvy. Do your thing. But at the same time, if you can double back and give it out to somebody, I say do it.
Because I love when I see a cat that really got that potential and I know that I can give them a couple of tangible tips that'll be able to help them out. Like, I love it for sure.
Yeah, man.
I'm all about it.
You need to push the culture forward. Everybody's pushing back, man. But you already know that's another Smoke and Mirror podcast. Y'all saw that we switched it up for y'all real quick, man. We gave y'all some good gems right now. Y'all let us know down below if y'all feel like what we was talking about was really that fucking fire. Y'all let me know if I was talking my shit. Mason always talking about I'm gonna be talking my shit. Let me know if I'm talking my shit. Or let us know if Haynes was talking his shit down below. But once again, that's another Smoke and Mirror podcast. Make sure you guys tune in every Sunday, guys.
Like, comment, and subscribe. If this helps you out, make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe, yes. Like, for sure.
And please take something from this.
Yes.
We bullshit a lot. We always bullshit, but take something from this, you know what I'm saying? We here for y'all. But that's another Smoke and Mirror podcast. Stay tuned. Come back next Sunday, and make sure you watch the rest of the videos on this channel, because, you know, we get it popping. And just like that, we out.